We are following news out of Barcelona, Spain, where a van crashed into a crowd in the iconic Ramblas pedestrian section of the city. Government officials say at least two are dead. It's reportedly being treated as an act of terrorism. We're going to have more in a bit. Here at home, there's still reaction to a car plowing into protesters in Charlottesville and the images of Nazis marching there. Those images came to us from Vice TV. Deeper in their reporting of this past weekend, the hate groups talk about the ethnic cleansing they hope for.
We greatly outnumbered the anti-white, anti-American filth. And at some point, we will have enough power that we will clear them from the streets forever. That which is degenerate in white countries will be removed.
Robert Ray from the Daily Stormer in the Vice News documentary of last weekend's rally. We'll link you at herenow.org. Reporter Ellie Reeve embedded herself with the white supremacists. She joins us now from WVTF in Charlottesville. Ellie, you've been following these groups for a long time, and you say they have a new strategy now. What's that?
Well, they've been studying the organizing tactics of the left, and they seek to emulate that. So instead of burning crosses, they have a media strategy. They want to look like victims. They want to look like the police are shutting them down. They want to look like the city is shutting them down. That makes it seem like their ideas are so powerful and so dangerous that the establishment can't stand to have people say them publicly because others will start to follow them.
Well, we're hearing Steve Bannon, who, of course, is now the president's advisor and ran Breitbart News, which he's bragged was a platform for the alt-right. We hear him saying today to the New York Times that he is loving the fact that those on the left are pulling down statues. He said, bring it on, because it makes the left look as if it's victimizing the right. That's my interpretation of what he said. And so you are hearing this from the supremacists, but they also told you that they want to borrow from the camaraderie of the left.
That's right. They only know each other online. They only know each other through screen names. And so finally coming together and being part of a physical space really is emboldening for them. Yeah. It makes them feel good to know that there are others who are willing to show their face and say they believe in these things.
Yeah. Well, and they told you about some other things on their agenda, including moving beyond the sitting president. You spoke with Christopher Cantwell. He's one of the white supremacist leaders. Let's listen.
I'm here to spread ideas, talk, in the hopes that somebody more capable will come along and do that. Somebody like Donald Trump, who does not give his daughter to a Jew.
So Donald Trump, but like more racist.
A lot more racist than Donald Trump. I don't think that you could feel about race the way I do and watch that Kushner walk around with that beautiful girl, okay?
Of course, he's referring to Jared Kushner, who is Jewish, who married Donald Trump's daughter, who converted to Judaism. That's how he feels about it.
Yes. I think something people are reluctant to point out is how focused this movement is on sex, particularly white women. Who gets to have sex with white women? They think that the media inundates people with messages that women should sleep with minorities instead of white men, that white men are goofy or doofuses. There's a sitcom dad stereotype of the hapless white male. And so they're very focused on reproduction and creating more Aryan babies.
And so there's that. And
yeah.
You know, were you shocked at how these are things that people don't normally say for broadcast? I mean, they knew who you were. They don't normally say for broadcast that they want a president who's more racist than Donald Trump, because Donald Trump allows Jews into his family. They want to eliminate blacks, Hispanics, not just, you know, there's sort of a myth of a nationalist movement that they just want a separate country. These people you talked to didn't seem to. They want to rid the country.
Well, they think the only way to have their white nation is through violent means.
They're very clear, very clear.
These guys have been online for a long time, saying these horrible things in message boards, but it's slowly building up to being more and more public. They also have a huge network of podcasts. Some of them have 100,000 listeners a week that say very, very hateful, violent things about minorities, women, Jews. And so saying it on camera is just one more step forward.
Yeah. And by the way, I know you don't want the attention on yourself, but on the subject. But were you ever frightened at certain points? You know, you climb into a van with several of them, you know, running to another destination, and someone says, wait a second, is that media in here? They hate the media.
A term they throw around is Lügenpresse. It's a Nazi term for lying press. Yes, there were moments of tension, but I also felt like as long as they were talking about what they believed in, they wouldn't hurt us.
At the end of the weekend, Christopher Cantwell, again, one of the white supremacist leaders who, you know, seems to have a connection with you. I mean, he tells you quite a bit. You go to his hotel room. He's returning to his home in Roanoke Rapids, Virginia. He's packing up. He dumps a display of weapons, including assault rifles, pistols, a knife that he's got all over his body. He tells you that he thinks the death of Heather Heyer was justified. And then he says this.
I think that a lot more people are going to die before we're done here, frankly.
Why?
Why? Because people die every day, right? I mean,
like of a heart attack. I mean, violent death.
Well, people die violent deaths all the time, right? Like, this is part of the reason that we want an ethno-state, right? So, like, the blacks are killing each other in staggering numbers from coast to coast. We don't really want to have a part of that anymore. And so the fact that they resist us when we say, hey, we want a homeland, is not shocking to me, all right? These people want violence, and the right is just meeting market demand.
Meeting market demand. Ellie, you know the debate. There are those who say that this is still a small group of hate groups and that to respond to them only elevates them. And as you said, this is what they want. They want the images that appear to make them look like victims. What's your sense of how concerned Americans should be?
The reason I've been following this movement for a while is that they are targeting a different demographic than we usually associate with racists. They are going after the college-educated, the tech-savvy, the media-savvy. And you could see that in the march, right? I heard that from all kinds of friends. Like, they look just like a regular guy. They look like someone I know. Mm-hmm. That's an intentional strategy. They want to look like successful, good-looking, fit people. Like, they have told me that explicitly. I think it's really important to show exactly what they believe, that this is not just being anti-PC or you know, angering that the scolding liberal feminist teachers, right? Like, they believe really terrible things. And in order to fight their arguments, we have to know what they are.
That's Ellie Reeve of Vice News. We'll link you to her reports from Charlottesville at hereandnow.org. Ellie, thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.